All right, everyone, welcome back to hell. It's the Grim Lord here, and we're doing the party with Starless. I can't believe what I just saw. They say you can't judge a book by its cover, but damn, I never expect to see three women with cocks all in the same spot. Me neither. I wonder if all of Marcus' friends are like that. Whatever the case, I'm not gonna let them fool me again, that's for sure. Oh right, I was looking for Meteri. The spectacle I just witnessed was so shocking that I almost forgot what I was doing. I look around and notice a large gathering of people in the center of the room. Curious, I approach to see what all the commotion is about. That's when I spot Meteri from among them. Meteri forgets nervously as the mistress strings her along. There's a mattress set up in the middle of the room and it looks like they're gonna start some kind of event. Unfortunately, there's too many people to get through, so I can only watch from a distance. Allow me to formally introduce one of our new servants. The mistress pushes her forward in front of the old men. Ooh. This is Yuna Meteri, and she's the new maid working here. Now say hi to everybody. I'm Yuna Meteri. Nice to meet you. She'll be taking Mikiko's place as our new chef. All the food you see on the table today was made by her. The men respond with oohs and ahs. And cooking isn't the only thing she's good at. I've also taught her quite well in other areas. I would like everyone to have a taste of that as well. She was a virgin until recently, so she's still a little rough around the edges, but it also means she's all the more fresh. What are you? I'm sure you'll find that she tastes just as good as her cooking. The mistress ends her speech with a smile. What are you talking about? What are you gonna do to me? You just be quiet and lie down over there. She points to the mattress. Everyone else will take care of the rest by using your pussy. But... Don't you want to feel good too? Just put everything I taught you to good use and you'll be experiencing pleasure in no time. Simple, right? No, you never told me I'd have to do this. A little late to be saying that now, isn't it? Why do you think I hired you in the first place? You're cruel. Whatever you say, just hurry up and get out of those clothes already. The mistress pulls off Meteri's maid outfit by force. No! Please stop! She tries to resist, but the mistress succeeds in ripping her clothes off. She's reduced down to her underwear right in front of the crowd. Please don't do this. Now lie down over there. The mistress shoves her hard against her back, pushing her down on the mattress. Damn. You're such a handful. All right, everyone, she's ready for you. Everyone who wants a taste, line up over here. Since this is our first show, I've set a special price of 100,000 yen per turn. She'll probably get looser as time goes on, so if you're interested, do try to get to the front of the line.
お箱に入れる方は料金と引き換えにお渡しするコンドームを
She's a precious commodity, so we can't have her getting pregnant yet. Anyone who wants to come inside her will have to purchase and wear a condom beforehand. If you decide to go for anal sex, you don't have to wear a condom. Feel free to come inside as much as you want. You're kidding. Don't be shy now. Come on up and get your turn. A bunch of old men grab 100,000 yen out of their wallets and line up in front of the mistress. Damn, that's a lot of money. After buying their condoms, they take off their clothes and reveal their ugly naked bodies. I could do nothing but watch as Meteorized taste testing event unfolds right in front of me. We already saw what this looked like, so it's just gonna get awful from here. If you just want to skip it, I understand, because she just gets completely fucking defiled. No! Meteorite crawls over to the mattress, shaking in fear over what's about to happen. The men who paid money gather around her naked, eager to get started. Ah! She can't help but scream as the ugly, chubby old men surround her.
Oh boy! Looks like we got a cutie here! It's been a while since I've had sex with a young lass. I ain't gonna stop coming until my balls are completely dry.
Somebody help! Their comments aren't doing any favors for calming her fears. I've come across a lot of gross old men in my time at the party, but this gathering looks to be a step above the rest. But one thing they all have in common is their uncanny lust and their bare cocks just waiting for action.
I practically live for these parties. I can't thank Marie enough for giving me this opportunity.
The old men toss the pills they're carrying into their mouth and swallow them. They're drugs for men with ED that you can buy for an extra price. Of course, most of the old men are impotent, so pretty much everyone bought some and chewed them down like candy. Alright, everybody, enjoy! Once everything is ready to go, the mistress grabs Meteorized panties and rips them off. Meteorized shivers with dread as their private parts are revealed to all.
Oh, her ass and pussy is such a pretty pink color. Doesn't look like it's been used much either. We get to gangbang a girl like this too? Ain't that something?
They exchange vulgarities as they examine her privates, purposely teasing her. You don't want to keep her waiting. Look, she's all wet for your cocks. Isn't that right, Meteorai? She gives her a quick spank on the ass. She shrieks in response. That's all the old men need to hear to get started.
Guess I'll be going first.
The old pervert who paid to be first steps up and sticks his flaccid cock against her hips. Meteorai screams as his crotch gets closer to her. When the cold truth sinks in that the floppy penis in front of her eyes is about to be inside of her, she goes stiff with fear. He doesn't seem to care, however. She looks all over her body, raping her with his eyes.
Whoa, such smooth and silky skin, I can feel the blood pumping through my cock.
The half-rotten skin covering his penis pulls back as his lifeless rod shows signs of vigor.
Oh, the medicine's starting to take effect. Good timing.
His decrepit old cock sticks up in an erection as hard as steel. Meteorai gasps with terror as she watches the dramatic transformation his member underwent. The effects of the drugs work wonders, even reviving his old dried-up testicles and causing them to swell up with semen. It's like all the energy from the past few months was saved up for this moment. I'm gonna come myself dry today. The old man happily grabs his hard cock and brings it up against her slit. Meteorai immediately panics and tries to stop him. Wait, you forgot the condom. You have to wear a condom if you're putting it in there.
Oh yeah, that's right. I completely forgot.
He offers a wooden apology and begrudgingly puts on the condom he received. It's obvious he forgot on purpose.
There. Is that good enough for you?
He shows off his penis with the condom on it. Thank you. Meteorai is so relieved that she even thanks him for it.
Alright, here it comes.
He pushes his cock back up against her slit. Her body shakes as it accepts his erect penis. If there's a bright side, it's that the condom is at least offering some protection against its raw penis.
Ugh, nothing beats to feel a young pussy around your dick. Now let's get this started.
He can't even stand waiting more than a few seconds before he starts thrusting into her.
Oh!
He makes disgusting moaning sounds as he plows in and out of her with machine gun speed. It looks more like a beast mating than a person having sex.
There's someone special about your first sex in a while.
Someone special?
There's something special about your first sex in a while. I love it. If I wasn't using a condom, I would have come as soon as I put it in.
Mirai's body shivers from a combination of fear and dreadful pleasure as the old man assaults her with vigor that belies his age. Her corpulent breasts heave back and forth as pleasure is hammered into her body by force. Because of all the lessons she attended, her body has been trained to feel pleasure no matter who she's with. This disgusting old man is of course no exception. It doesn't take long before her body starts growing receptive to him. But just before the pleasure really starts setting in, the old man suddenly stops thrusting.
Oh!
His plump belly jiggles as the entire body starts to shiver. He groans and fires off his seed with such intensity that I can hear it all the way back here. Before I can even get over how quick he is, he empties out the rest of his cum and sighs with relief.
Phew! That was great! Was it good for you too?
He sounds satisfied, but it's obvious to anyone watching that he came too soon for her to even begin to enjoy it. He said, hi. Yes, whatever. She answers accordingly, wanting him to take his cock out of her as soon as possible. Thankfully, it works, and he pulls his penis out of her, satisfied with her answer. Her mons pubis is already swollen up and pink from how hard he was ramming into her. Mirai looks down at his penis and the condom at the end of it, swollen up with cum. If he wasn't wearing that condom, all that thick yellowish cum would have went inside her. The mere thought makes her shudder in disgust.
Oh, oh, oh! Pretty impressive from our age, huh? Care for a drink of it?
No, thank you. She declines in a heartbeat. One sip of that stuff and you'd be out cold.
I see. That's too bad. Well, I'm done here. Guess I'll let the next guy have his turn.
He takes off his condom and slaps on down on her butt.
Here's a memento of our time together.
She frowns at the warm sensation against her butt and was relieved that it's all the same. But unfortunately for Mirai, the mistress doesn't seem too pleased with the outcome. Mirai, what happened to all the lessons I gave you? That was pathetic. You were even less receptive than usual. Do you honestly think you can please our guests acting like that? Is it because being in front of an audience makes you nervous? I have some medicine to fix that. Hold on a second. She takes a syringe out of her pocket and sticks it in Mirai's rectum. Just try to relax. Mirai grits her teeth as the mistress injects the liquid inside her. Probably just another type of aphrodisiac, like usual. The effects start showing up as soon as she pulls the needle out. Mirai pants heavily as her body shivers beyond her control. I gave you a little thicker dose than usual. That should help put you in the mood. All right, everyone. She should be all better now. Let's continue. The mistress backs out of the way. Another old man steps up to take her place.
Here we go.
This time the medicine is already well under effect before he starts. His cock is already hard, dripping with pre-cum.
Let's do this.
He delivers a slap to her ass.
Now let me get a taste of that young little pussy.
He goes to put his erect cock inside her. Oh, wait, sir, you're forgetting your condom. The second man in line does the same thing as the first one.
Oh, hell no, I'm not letting a condom spoil my fun.
The old man seems unfazed by her complaint. When Mirai refuses to let it drop, the mistress cuts in. It's alright, Mirai, he paid a special premium to have sex with you raw. We're gonna allow it. You're kidding. It may be alright for them, but it sure as well what isn't alright for her. While Mirai is still reeling from the news, the old man grabs his cock and lines the tip up with her slit.
I'm gonna fill you up real good with my cum. You can go ahead and give birth to the kid if you get pregnant too. I'll even buy you something for your baby shower.
With that, he wastes no more time in sticking his raw penis inside of her. Mirai can't contain her disgust as his naked penis invades her tunnel.
Oh yeah, nothing beats doing it raw. You can't feel the way the pussy sucks down on your cock with a condom. Here, I'd get that off you too. Sex isn't the same unless you have naked breasts to go with it.
He undoes the hook to her bra. Her bra falls off, revealing her bare, corpulent breasts.
Oh, those are some nice tits. I bet I could get some good milk out of them. All right, time to get a taste of that fresh pussy.
Starting to sound like Clinton a little bit. He remarks with a nasty grin and starts pounding into her pussy. Not so hard. Like the first old man, he pounds into her with everything he has. I'm starting to think that maybe they haven't had sex in so long, they just forgot how to pace themselves.
She's got a tight pussy. That's why I like them young. Now squeeze harder and pleasure my cock, woman.
Ah, why does it feel good? I don't want it to, but I can't help it. Unlike with the first guy, she starts feeling pleasure right off the bat. Her body's already trained to be sensitive from all the lessons. Combine that with potent drugs, and she has no chance of fighting against the pleasure. Yes. Before long, her engorged clit is wet with her own juices, and she thrusts her own hips against his, accepting his cock with pleasure.
Look, this girl loves my cock. Looks like I still got it. I'm so excited I could come any second. It's been so long since I had sex, though I ain't gonna throw in the towel that easy.
He pounds his hips against her ass, obsessed with bringing himself more pleasure. Before long, the muscles in his ass start twitching and his shriveled ball sack rises up.
Oh, I wanted to feel this fresh pussy some more, but I can't hold it any longer. When I go to a soap load, I usually only come a little, even when they stroke me off for an hour. I think I'll be coming a whole lot today, though.
Not inside anything but inside. Contrary to her words, her pussy holds a tight grip on his cock and refuses to let go.
God, you're so tight. If you want inside that badly, I'll give it to you.
He thrusts into her with increased intensity, devoting all of his energy to reaching orgasm.
Here it comes. You ready?
No, please come outside. Please.
I'm coming!
He ignores her pleas and thrusts inside her as deep as he can go before unleashing his cum inside of her.
No, not inside!
Mirai shivers as his cum shoots like a hose straight into her womb. Her womb accepts his cum with pleasure as the force of his ejaculation leads Mirai to a climax.
Ooh, I think I best about cleaned out my balls with that one.
His cock stops pulsing as his disgusting ejaculation comes to an end. Mirai tries to catch her breath as she soaks in the pleasure of his thick semen filling her womb.
Now let's see how much I came.
He pulls his penis out of her. His cock is covered in both of their sexual fluids. After he's done, he wipes off his sweaty brow and steps away looking satisfied. I need to get it out of me, she mutters and starts pushing. Nasty sound comes rumbling from her pussy. The cum poured inside of her womb started dribbling out of her pussy. Oh god, there's so much! Mirai shakes with fear when she sees all the cum pouring from her pussy. It's like yellow jello. You have to wonder how long it was maturing inside his testicles. The smell is so bad, I have to pinch my nose. The flow of cum continues, forming a puddle of semen under her. Phew, phew! Pushing out all that cum took a lot out of her. She has to lie back and catch her breath. The next man who steps up takes one look at her cum-stained pussy and frowns.
Shit, man, don't you know some restraint? It'd be nice if you could think about the people who have to go after you.
The old man mutters complaints as he works his way behind Mirai. Huh? She's surprised at what she sees when she looks at his groin. Even after taking the mistress's medicine, his penis is still flaccid.
My bad. I got a really bad case of ED. I can't get hard that easily. I mean, I was hard after taking those drugs, but I went soft again after just a few seconds.
The old man says with embarrassment as everyone looks at its flaccid member.
It's alright, I have just the thing for you.
She takes the suppository out of her pocket and even takes it upon herself to push it up his ass.
Oh!
He jumps at the foreign object invades his anus. As the medicine melts, his penis starts pulsating.
Oh!
His utterly lifeless penis jumps up in an impressive erection, throbbing like it's ready to shoot off any second.
This stuff is amazing! I got hard in an instant!
Better stick it in before I go flaccid again. With bloodshot eyes, he goes to stick his member inside.
Condom, please. I know. Wouldn't want to get my dick covered in shit.
What? He says, putting his condom on for protection. Here we go. Once he gets his condom on, he pushes his cock up against her anus. Wait, but that's...
You think I want to stick my dick in a hole filled with old man jizz? Think again. I'd rather have the ass.
I strongly doubt that's the way this old man would be talking. He slowly pushes his hips forward. His cock gradually pushes into her ass.
Oh, this is one tired ass.
Eventually, he sticks his penis inside all the way to the root. The old man has a look of heavenly comfort on his face. You can't say the same for Mirai. She squirms from the pressure against her anus.
This is my first time sticking it in a young lady's ass. I could get used to this. Here I go. Try to tighten up your ass so you don't shit on my dick.
The old man starts pounding into her with the vigor of a teenager.
Oh, my ass feels so good.
A heavy moan escapes Mirai's lips. She's incredibly sensitive from the potent aphrodisiac that was injected directly into her ass and is completely at the mercy of the old man's cock.
Oh, this is amazing. I can't remember the last time my cock felt this good. I've only been able to come 2 or 3 drops lately, but I think I feel a big one coming on this time.
Excited, the old man starts thrusting even harder. Each time he pulls back, his penis drags against her anus so hard that it almost takes her anus with it. Beads of sweat fly through the air as their hips clash together. I love it in my ass. It feels so good. My ass is on fire.
Ooh.
Her moans get hotter and heavier as she gives herself over to pleasure. The uncomfortable squirting from before takes on a more erotic context.
You're kind of a rarity yourself, moaning and squealing like that from getting your ass fucked. That's fine with me. If you love it in your ass so much, I'll come with you.
He picks up the pace in order to reach climax. I'm coming from my ass! I'm coming from my ass!
Oh, here it comes!
Their bodies shiver together in an ecstasy as their primal screams fill the area. At the same time, I can hear the sound of cum shooting inside her asshole.
The condom is filling up with cum! I'm coming! Her ass is milking the cum out of me!
After blowing his load inside the condom, his shoulders heave as he catches her breath.
Phew! I came like hell! I guess I have to give anal sex more credit.
The old man pulls his drained penis out of her ass. The end of a condom on his penis is blown up to the size of an egg. It's hard to believe just came, it's hard to believe, just came out of someone with ED. Oh man, look at all that. This is kind of embarrassing. I feel like I just came years worth to come, and you know what? Feels pretty damn good. Here, you can keep this memento too. He removes the condom and splashes it against her butt. Her brow puckers at the sensation. Before she can even get a second of rest, the next old man is up and ready.
Let's see here. What am I gonna do next? It's about damn time.
When is this gonna end? Mirai is near the end of a rope as the next man gets ready to take his turn.
Is her ass really that good? Maybe I should give it a try too.
The old man sticks his cock into her anus without bothering with a condom. Oh, it's in my ass again. A shockwave of pleasure shoots through her ass.
Oh, this is pretty good.
The old man is already taken with pleasure as soon as he sticks his cock inside. Once he gets adjusted to her asshole, he moves his hips back and forth. Being fucked in the ass twice in a row takes its toll, and Mirai moans in ecstasy. The old man gets into it too, banging his hips against her ass and making a wet plopping sound as his penis exits and re-enters her anus. Stop! I can't take it in my ass anymore!
That's not the story your asshole is telling me.
The old man caresses her butt cheeks. Not so hard, you're gonna loosen my bowels.
Yikes! No thank you. It may be a woman's shit, but shit is still shit. Save that for the scat lovers. I'm about to give you a semen enema, but do try to keep your shit inside, please.
Nearing his climax, the old man picks up the pace. You're gonna turn my ass inside out. Mirai pants heavily, stuck on the verge of orgasm. Suddenly, the old man starts to shake and comes pouring out from her ass. I'm coming! Oh, no.
I'm coming! Ah!
Ah, my ass is scorching with cum. Without a condom, her ass takes the full force of this raw cum as it flows from his throbbing member. Aha, I'm so cramped with cum. Phew! Satisfied, the old man pulls his penis out of her. His penis is covered in semen as it flops out of her asshole. The man gives her a quick pat on the butt as a thank you and steps down to let the next man have his turn. It's gonna come out! All the semen that he just poured into her ass comes flowing back out. Hold on! Her asshole puckers for breath as it continues defecating cum. Smelling all that cum left Mirai exhausted and gasping for breath. Now both her holes are covered with the filthy semen of old men. The mat she's lying on is covered in their semen as well, leaving a stuffy scent of cum all around the area. Once he's finished, the last old man steps up behind her to take his turn.
Finally! Now I gotta do something good for him.
I'm thinking of a voice here.
Finally!
His cock is rock hard in anticipation as he looks down at both their holes.
What in the hell? They're both covered in cum. I don't want to stick my dick in that. Oh well, be stupid to back out after waiting this long. I suppose I'll settle for this one.
He decides that her pussy looks the most decent of the two and lines his cock up with her hole.
Just so you know, I'm using protection. I don't think I'd have to worry about child support considering there's no way you'd know who the father is in this situation.
He pushes his cock inside without putting on a condom. Mirai moans with pleasure as someone finally sticks a cock in her neglected pussy. His member slides inside her slippery hole in an instant.
Ugh! It's slippery from the last guy's cum.
This feels insane. He cries out in pleasure as the old seaman acts as lotion, enhancing his pleasure.
It makes me sick to think my cock is covered in old man jizz, but it feels so good. God, this is amazing. I'm gonna come in seconds.
He pounds his cock in and out of her slippery hole with harsh intensity.
More cum, no more, please. It feels like sticking my cock in a jar of honey.
His cock makes gooey sounds as it pounds into her cum-filled snatch.
I'm coming again. Do it. I'll be right with you, coming inside.
Anything but that, you're gonna get me pregnant.
Oh, please. Your cunt is already stuffed with cum. A little late to be saying that now, isn't it?
Hey, I know. How about I do a favor and wash away all that cum with my own?
You better come too, so you can squeeze the cum out of my cock.
He pounds into her even harder in order to make her climax.
I don't want to come, but I can't help myself. He manages to bring her past the edge, making her pussy clench down on his cock.
I'm coming.
Yeah.
He moans disgustingly as he unleashes his load inside her.
No, you're coming inside me.
Her protests don't bother him at all as he fills her with his seed.
Stop, you're gonna make me pregnant.
Good. Any kid that gets my genes is bound to be a success. I don't know how much sperm I got left in me, though. He empties every drop of semen left in... He empties every drop of semen left in his balls inside of her womb.
Midori eventually just gives up and lies back in exhaustion while he finishes coming.
That was pretty good.
Once he got his rocks off, the old man pulls his penis out of her.
Once his penis is no longer blocking her hole, the semen inside dribbles out and joins with the cum still oozing from her ass before dripping down onto the floor.
Make sure you get pregnant. I wouldn't want to waste it.
He says with a smirk as he backs away from her.
Oh God, I need to get this out of me.
She mutters to herself and immediately starts trying to push the cum out of her.
Look at how much of it there is.
She watches with disbelief at the amount of cum cascading out of her. I find it hard to believe there's even any sperm left in that sticky concoction, but Midori obviously doesn't want to take any risks. Getting all that cum leaves her exhausted by the time she's done. On the bright side, she's relieved to see there's no more men waiting in line. It's finally over. Her hopes are almost immediately dashed, though, as the first old man that had sex with her steps back up.
Alright, time for round... Let's see. Alright, time for round two.
She can barely believe her ears. For anyone willing to go another round, I'll throw in an extra special suppository for free. Upon hearing her offer, the rested up old men gather back around Midori. Midori shudders with fear as the mistress pushes suppositories up the old men's anuses. Here you are. The medicine has their flaccid cocks hard and throbbing in seconds.
Oh, I feel like $1,000,000. Let's not waste any time.
She's so scared that she can't even form words anymore.
I think I'll get a taste of that ass this time.
He brings his cock up to her asshole and sticks it inside.
No more, please.
She screams as the pressure inside her anus forces the rest of the cum in her vagina to start dribbling out. Midori's nightmare has only just begun.
Oh, man, I'm glad we got done with that one, right?
Shit, I thought that would be even longer. These people are out of their minds. Watching that awful sight makes me feel ill. I'll have to leave and get some fresh air. Now, those voices I did were badly. Clinton? Y'all probably think I did Clinton well. The next one I did was Obama. Then I tried Biden. And I was trying to do Abraham Lincoln with one, but I don't think that worked out. But hey, I'm trying different things. I think my Clinton's very good, though. Where do you think you're going, Salutari? My way is suddenly blocked by the mistress, who I can swear was over with the old men counting the money she got from them just a second ago. I just thought I'd get some fresh air. Oh, it's too bad. That's gonna have to wait. It's your turn next. I want to introduce you to some of my friends. She pulls me by the hands. Come with me. Wait, where are we going? She ignores my question and takes me deeper inside. I'm unable to shake her off as she brings me to a corner of the room where two familiar faces are waiting. It's the two women I showed inside. Here he is. Sorry for the wait. Yeah, this is probably where I'm going to be cutting it, because you know what happened last time I saw a scene like this. No kidding, I was getting tired of waiting. Hold on a minute. That's not Sanae and Kaoru. She had blue hair. Don't you guys remember that one of them had blue hair? And the other one, completely different outfits from the CG. Yeah, that's Francesca. Yeah, that's Francesca. Yeah, I forgot there were a lot of them. My apologies, I had to take time out to greet the guests. Now, from what I can tell, because I wasn't able to find any H scenes with Francesca. So, I don't think we're gonna get any, which sucks, because Francesca's got, like, the most rockin' bod out of, like, anybody but, I guess you'd say, the mistress and Mitarai, but that's just me. Yeah, Kimishima, okay. So, the two girls I saw, Sanae and Kaoru, those were the trans, I had that all messed up. I didn't, because I said something on, like, one of the Discord servers I'm on that I wasn't into them. I wasn't into them to begin with. It was Francesca. Like, you guys remember, it was Francesca I was into. So, they had me confused. Sanae and Kaoru were completely different. I was not into them. I thought they looked interesting, but of course, you know, the Thad's incident, and they had the dick, and I'm like, nope. Hopefully, it's not the same here. Because she is bangable. I just hope we get the scene. Oh, you don't have to worry about that. He can produce more than enough for the both of you. Wow, really? Just goes to show that you can't judge a book by a cover. I never would have guessed. And they haven't altered him in any way. He's completely natural. That's lovely. I'm drooling just thinking about it. Kimishima wipes her mouth in exaggeration. Here, let me introduce you. This is Yukito Sawatari, the new servant I was talking about. She drags me in front of them. Here, say hello. No need for stiff formalities. We already took care of that at the front hall. She cuts me off with a wave of her hand before I can open my mouth. Well, I'd be glad to help them with that. These are my friends. We've known each other for a while now. They also happen to be my fellow practitioners of my beauty through semen method. Again, I would have no problem helping them with that. Birds of a feather flock together. Of course, her friends just have to be as nuts as she is. Wouldn't be surprised if they came to this party just for my semen. The thought that I would have to satisfy these three without Makoto around to help makes my balls start hurting already. It's hard enough dealing with the mistress by herself, throwing another two people, and I'd be lucky if my reproductive organs still work by the end of the day. Enough with the small talk. Let's have a taste of that milk you've been bragging about already. I second that. I haven't had a drink yet because I was worried it might affect the taste. I'm absolutely parched. So they're all cum connoisseurs. Okay. I mean, have wine tasting and... Oof. Ah, that was thoughtless of me. The proof is in the tasting of the pudding, as they say. So we're in the wine tasting, whiskey tasting, and then... Ooh, semen testing. Oh, man. She taps me on the shoulder. Okay, Sawatari, get out of those clothes. What? You mean right here? I realize it's a dumb question the moment I ask it. Of course. Don't worry, no one here is going to mind you getting naked. She has a point. All the other guests are pretty much naked already and having sex. Still, my last bastion of common sense makes it difficult for me to just suddenly strip in front of people I don't know. Come on, take them off. All right, follow her orders, not gonna have a choice. Their eyes sparkle intently as they watch me undress, making things very awkward. I take off my uniform and pants, stripping down to just my underwear. Is this good enough? What are you talking about? There's no point if you don't take off your shirt and your briefs too. She said all your clothes. She gives me a nasty look. I reluctantly continue, starting first with my tank top and pulling down my briefs after that. All done. I blush as I stand at attention in front of them, completely in the nude. The two of them study my flaccid penis intently. So this is the penis responsible for that miraculous milk you talked about? Looks a lot more average than what I was expecting. Oof, I didn't want to play that twice, but... Don't be fooled by appearances. That's what I thought when I first saw it too, but I changed my tune when I tried some of his cum. I've been drinking it every day since he came here. I can actually feel my youth coming back to me each time. She gives a rapturous sermon about the joys of my semen. Now that you mention it, your skin does look smoother and more vibrant than the last time I saw you. I was just thinking the same thing. You look 5 years younger. Hee hee, that's right, and I owe it all to Sawatari's cum. They both gulp after hearing her explanation. I can't wait any longer. Let me have a taste of that cum. What wrinkles? I've been worrying about my wrinkles lately, so this is perfect timing. Let me have a taste too. The two of them eagerly start taking off their dresses. The mistress watches them with a smile and follows suit. Oh, there we go. That's what y'all wanted to see. Right there. All three ladies line up together in their underwear, showing their wonderful bodies. I'm used to seeing women in their underwear by now, but these are women I don't know very well. That combined with their model-level physique is enough to get my members stirring. They're both apparently the same age as the mistress, but you could never tell from how they look. If this is really because of our beauty through semen methods, then I have to admit it works. I'm sacrificing young men. Probably. I need to get a piece of equipment before we start. Francesca, could you help me carry it in? Sure, I can do that. What the hell is it? Yukari, you wait here with Sawatari. Alright. No starting without us now. I know that. They leave the hall to get some sort of equipment, leaving me alone with her. She stares at my crotch in silence for a short while before she looks up at me with a naughty grin. It won't hurt to get just a little taste first. She slowly advances upon me. Whoa, wait! Oh, we have a singing was Kimishima. Well, that's what other episodes are for, isn't it? Oh, I know. You're like, come on, Grim, damn it. She looks like Chun-Li a little bit, like a geeky Chun-Li. And you want to see that. I know you do. Well, you can wait. You can wait. Because waiting, it's a patience is a virtue, folks. So, we're gonna give you some patience. Don't worry. We got a whole week of comics. So just put her face in your mind for a little bit. And say, well, Grim will get back to it week after next. Because, yeah, we're going to do the comic books. And then after the comic books, oh-ho, we got more Starless coming. So, hey, this is a good place to jump back into, isn't it? I don't know what kind of crazy shit's going on, and I don't know what the hell Francesca and the mistress went to get. But I couldn't even find this on the internet, and I'm looking forward to it. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out of here. I'll see you next time on Grim's Hentai Corner with Starless.